It's time now for Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean, with your host, police officer and national crime prevention professional, J.D. Dine.
Hey, welcome to Police on the Scene. This is Officer J.D. Dine, and I'll tell you what, we have a special guest today. With the way the internet is and the options you have in buying stuff and selling stuff, you know, meeting someone to purchase an item, you know, can be dangerous. And our next guest, Jim Lutey, who is actually from Wisconsin and I've known for years, has really gone forward here and started to make it easier for law enforcement to designate their areas as a safe zone to exchange gifts for. And I like to not use a lot, but like the eBays and the Craigslist of the world. And Jim, I first of all, welcome to Police on the Scene.
Thank you, Joel.
And thanks a lot. Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming on. Hey, tell us really briefly. This is kind of going to be a couple part series, but what made you think of helping law enforcement here make their stations a safe exchange zone for making personal purchases?
Well, myself, I've been using the internet as well to do online purchases. And, you know, you meet anywhere from, you know, Panera or McDonald's parking lot, but never really feel safe doing that. And the other half of my life, I'm involved with mobile forensics. And I hear the horror stories of people who've met at locations and things have gone bad. And I wanted to see how could I help. And I knew you involved with the Wisconsin Crime Prevention. This might be a natural fit for me to get involved with you to get a program like this spearheaded.
Yeah, and it really will. And I tell you what, it's funny, Jim, if you've, you know, talked to people about, you know, places that they think are safe, and, you know, some of them are, some of them aren't. But, I mean, I don't really know of a safer place than a police department parking lot or lobby. And what are some of the signs? Just kind of tell the audience what we're going to kind of start to look. Oh, you're going to basically have it done. But what law enforcement's going to have the opportunity? What kind of signs?
Well, I kind of did a little of Google searching like everyone to try to see what any other department might be doing. And you know, I kind of took the best of all of them. You know, the word I found with people is, again, the word safe. You know, nothing is 100% safe, so to call it, it's more of a secure exchange zone, gives the people the sense of comfort that they can go to this place to do these transactions.
Yeah, I agree. When we talked about that too, Jim, right away, you know, Operation Safe Sales, what we actually used, and I think talking to you for about 5 minutes convinced me that, you know, the internet purchase exchange location is a much better way to go. And I think it's obvious that when you're doing that in a police department, that, you know, being fairly safe is definitely going to be better than, say, at a you know, at a restaurant or a parking lot in the mall or something. So you can do it. I don't care where you are in the United States, but WICrimeprevention.com is our website. We're going to have information with this shortly. And if you need to get a hold of Jim before that, Jim, they can basically contact our show here, and I'll forward everything. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm very, very good with it. This is, you know, I'd love to work on this project with you. And I'd love to get this going on a national level, because I think it's going to do a lot of good for people.
I totally agree. With that said, we're out of time. We are going to have Jim back. So with that said, everybody out there, this is Officer J.D. Dine, Police on the Scene, is signing off. Stay safe.